이제라도 다시 만나서
Medford. This is Existential Crisis Ellen bringing you the sixth episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands, Medford / Somerville's only and premier show bringing you questionable music from all around the globe. This week's theme is trot, which is a genre of music which my friend Nat introduced to me as she was just talking about some K-pop artists that she liked. And me like, oh, they did a trot inspired thing. And I was like, what's trot? Turns out trot is the oldest type of Korean pop music, And it was formulated during the Japanese rule in around the 1900s, with a lot of Japanese, Western, and just traditional Korean musical elements. It's called trot because it's influenced by, you know, traditional foxtrot music. And from that, it gets the kind of two-beat rhythm. And the vocal style is very heavily influenced by the Japanese enka style of singing. I had a lot of fun researching for this episode, actually. This is extremely fun music. I think the vocal technique is really interesting in its own way to listen to. I admittedly am no expert on this, but I am hoping that I can still bring to you a fun selection of trot music, both old and new. We have some stuff ranging from being written in around the mid-1950s to stuff that is a lot more contemporary. Trot has had a bit of a resurgence recently, with some members of some prominent K-pop groups releasing some trot stuff on their own, or just, you know, people going to trot music as its own thing. So up next we have Red Pepper by Yuji Na. Also, I am so sorry, I do not know how to pronounce Korean. I can't do it, but I'm going to try my best for the sake of spreading my gospel. So and you just listened to 30 Years Lost by Seol Dong-woo and Unconditional by Park Sang-chul. And you are listening, this is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford's Tufts Freeform Radio. Please, yeah, no, enjoy the show. Enjoy the wonderful sound of the air conditioning unit in here, which has been quite necessary actually, because it was a toasty 27 degrees today, which I can't say I didn't enjoy. I love living in Boston for many, you know, it's a wonderful city, but looking at my body just over this winter, I'll be like, wow, there is precisely no color left in my skin. I really did strongly resemble milk, which was interesting being translucent, But I know I'm very grateful for the opportunity to get some, bit of colour when the sun's out. You know, it's set to continue the rest of the week. Less so than today, but, you know, we've got to make the most of it while it lasts and appreciate that global warming is fun because it might be 5 degrees and snowing 1 week and then summer weather the next. But in, you know, all weather, you need to be careful, and especially on the roads. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Also, you just listened to Red Pepper by Eugene R, Some Trim Poor Girl by the Silver Bell Sisters, and Be Strong or Come Soon, but also by the Silver Bell Sisters. Just some, you know, additional information on the history of trot. So it was formulated between 1910 to 1945, coinciding with the Japanese occupation. It started off with as like translations of both Japanese and Western music, which then this became the first type of Korean pop music. But towards the end of World War II and the end of Japan's rule, the music starts to become more Westernized, which happened because of the kind of, you know, governmental societal goal of eradicating the notion of communism, you know, so making it more Western, and also just because of, you know, the trend to draw on American popular music, which was, you know, dominant and still is nowadays. Then, you know, around the 1980s, 1990s, it managed to lose a decent amount of popularity because of the prominence of dance music on the airways, but it is, you know, still cropping up here and there. And actually, fun fact, it is one of the types of music which is used as South Korean propaganda over the demilitarized zone. The Korean government has used a lot of different types. South Korean government has used a wide array of different music actually as propaganda, you know. So trot is one of them, but they also just play, you know, K-pop over the border, which is pretty interesting in my opinion. But also, I would love to hear if any of you who have been listening at this ungodly hour have any feedback on, you know, types of genres you'd like to listen to, or any opinions on this type of stuff in the music, please do let me know, because part of the whole inspirational journey of this show has been for me to find out about lots of different types of music. You know, I knew really very little about Korean trot and Finnish rap before researching for these episodes, but it's been really fun doing it. But, you know, there's only so much I can find out by myself. So if you have any suggestions for shows, please do let me know. Some good ones I've had have been Ghanaian music, which should be pretty interesting, even though I know precisely nothing about it. I think I'm going to do a throat singing episode at one point. I'd love to do one on tacky Mexican music. Israeli rap was another suggestion, although perhaps another time, considering the state of affairs on campus right now, which I will not go into. But please do let me know. I would really, really love to hear your thoughts, because, you know, as a one-woman show, it is kind of me, myself, and I here in the studio at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. So, you know, with my dedicated listenership, right now we have 10 people listening online. So thank you very, very much. I know, you know, from all corners of the globe, my wide-reaching audience. But thank you as always for listening in. Up next, we have Nijang Mountain by Kim Young In. Just a reminder, this is Existential Crisis Ellen. You are listening to Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands on 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
밤새도 둥지를 찾아 날개를 쳐엎으며 가을 빗물 들면 애기 단풍치면을 찾아올까나 어느 꿈이 달을 찾아 밤새도 둥지를 찾아 날개를 쳐엎으며 가을 빗물 들면 애기 단풍치면을 찾아올까나 어느 꿈이 달을 찾아
We've returned. You just listened to, again, I am so sorry about the pronunciation. At one point I was like, I want to learn Korean. And then I tried pronouncing things. I was like, I don't want to learn Korean anymore. But, Naejang Mountain by Kim Young Im, My Love by Kim Young Im, and Love Battery by Hong Ying Jung. I'm sorry. In terms of things that have been happening, I figured there's a lot of it's been a depressing eternity, but especially, you know, recent months. So I found a website which only reports on nice news, and I'm happy to report that the Pope has opened a free laundromat for Rome's poor, which is always very nice to hear, especially when you hear fun comments like the press secretary for the White House saying that Hitler did not use gas, which is just... I sometimes do have a hard time coming to terms with how incompetent this administration is. I really had very, very, very low expectations coming in, and they are continuously, you know, I'm overwhelmed by how often I am just amazed by how stupid and incompetent they are. In terms of other things that are going on, let's see, Tufts campus, Hot Topic on Sunday, it was the last TCU Senate meeting of the year. Big congratulations to NARAL for getting their resolution passed. Also shout out to my friend Sophia Balsamo, who works very hard to advance abortion rights in the US. And then the controversial hearing on the BDS movement, which would move to basically what was proposing for TCU Senate to call on Tufts to divest from companies investing in Israel as a means of supporting the Palestinian movement. This garnered a lot of controversy, considering that this was held on Passover when a lot of Jewish and Israeli voices were absent from campus. My own views on the subject are still being worked out, but personally I am very confused as to how this was allowed to happen, but also have a lot of respect for the senators and people in the meeting who worked tirelessly to try and get it tabled, which didn't end up happening, and the resolution ended up passing, and now everyone is not very happy, to put it very inelegantly. But yes, up next we have Bye Bye by Somyeong. I feel like this is going to be a continuous problem with this show when I just keep running into the hurdles of pronunciation. So if any of you happen to know any foreign countries with a very pronounceable language, please let me know, because then I would be less prone to embarrassing myself on air. Alternatively, I could find some more friends of other nationalities. Actually, speaking of other nationalities, I've actually realized there's been a bit of a trend, at least with this semester of my show, that it's been a lot of Europe and Asia. So, you know, going again on my previous theme, if you have any suggestions, please do let me know. I'd be super, super interested in doing stuff outside of that region, because, you know, the token IR major would like to be truly international in her musical relations. That made precisely no sense. But yes, this is Existential Crisis Ellen with Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
약속을 내팽개치고 떠나가는 여자야. 울 줄 알았지 착각하지 마. 너를 잡을 줄 아냐. 이 세상에 어디 여자가 너뿐이더냐. 너보다 착한 여자, 너보다 고운 여자 만나 살면 되는 걸. 그래 가거라 행복해라 바이바이.
짜리 한 방에 쓰러져. 이 세상에 제일 맛있는 술은 달콤한 네 입술. 너를 위해 뜨는 붉은 저 해는 너만을 사랑해. 이글이글 타는 나를 바라봐. 내 안에 너 있다. 섹시한 네가 좋아. 내 숨기 없는 네가 너무 화끈해서 좋아. 솔직하게 또끈하게 날 만드는 네가 좋아. 한 방에 쓰러져. 이 세상에 제일 맛있는 술은 달콤한 네 입술. 너를 위해 뜨는 붉은 저 해는 너만을 사랑해. 이글이글 타는 나를 바라봐. 내 안에 너 있다. 섹시한 네가 좋아. 내 숨기 없는 네가 너무 끈에서 좋아. 솔직하게 또끈하게 날 만드는 네가 좋아.
아 뜨거 뜨거 아 뜨거 뜨거 너 때문에 내 가슴 불난다 불라. 아 뜨거 뜨거 아 뜨거 뜨거 사랑 앞에 내가 아주 녹는다 녹아.
불나도 좋아 녹아도 좋아 너만 곁에 영원히 있어.
So you just listened to Bye Bye by Seom Young, Oh My Goodness by Jang Young Jong, and Hourglass by Park Hyun Bin. I also would like to, I'd like to take this time also just to plug to NETEL students, if you are somehow enjoying what I've been playing for these past few weeks, I would really recommend getting involved with WMFO. It's like, this is like, it's been really, really super fun. You know, staying up to, you know, up to 3:30 a.m. after a little trek back up Memorial Steps to my dorm after finishing my show might sound rough, but it's really super fun. The community is really, really fun. It, you know, really cool group of people who are really genuinely very passionate about their music. The station is 100% like the coolest place on campus. So please, like, do get involved if you think it's something you might enjoy, because I can say from personal experience, it's been a lot of fun. In other news, I had Ethiopian food for the first time today, and despite my brother telling me that it was going to be terrible after never having had Ethiopian food, I can attest that it was absolutely wonderful. I don't know how many of you know this, but like, at least like this sort of dish is like, you have this flatbread. It's kind of like, well, it's like, it's not really super bready. It's like quite soft, and then all these dishes on top, so like, you know, different meat and vegetable based ones. And fun fact, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church prevents the consumption of meat on several days per week, and then also all of Lent. So Ethiopian food actually has a lot of vegetarian dishes, which I thought was pretty cool. But it was really good. If you've never had Ethiopian food, I would highly recommend it, because it is really good. So that's my recommendation of the week. This is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are listening to the premiere show playing questionable music from around the world, questionable jams from faraway lands. Up next, we have Don't Go Away by Super Junior T. This is one of the several iterations of existing K-pop groups that are doing trots as a side project, which I think is pretty cool. Please enjoy.
나가나요 다시 또 볼 수 없나요 그리 나에게 사랑한다고 한 번만 말해주세요 제발 부탁했어요 이렇게 떠날 거라면 가슴 속에 둔 내 맘 맞춰도 그대가 가져갔어요
しまいましょう。愛はバカよね。愛は悲しい。あなたはどこに。あなたはいない。あの人の
just listen to Don't Go Away by Super Junior T, Cheer Up by Hon Jin Young, and Kafu Gengo Nihongo by Cho Young Pil, which is, I did not realize it was Japanese, but it is. It trots in Japanese. But anyways, thank you for listening to the sixth episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. This is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have absolutely no idea what's going to come next week, but regardless, I would be very happy if you tuned in. Coming after me is DJ Frizzy Ankle, who will be playing a bunch of Kendrick stuff. So please do stay tuned, because his show is always funky fresh, and he has an even later shift than I do, so stick around and appreciate his hard work. But yes, thank you for listening.
Crucified. Crucified.